Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Mariota gets it to Henry. Henry bounces it outside. 5, 10, 15, stiff arm. 20, 25, 30, 40, stiff arm. 50, 40, 30. He's on his feet. Big chase. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Titans! 99 yards! The longest run in franchise history! And the Titans are up by 11! What a run! Derrick Henry!
Have you ever thought about, like, what if they would put, like, you at tailback in that play with all the same players on the field to see how long it would take you to run 99 yards?
I would have gotten out of the end zone. I would have been tackled there. Jonathan Hutton, he probably
they would just let you run, but I just wanted to see like how long it would take and how many guys would be circling you.
17, 18 seconds probably. Jonathan Hutton, he could cover that ground fast. He's already made it to Jacksonville. What's going on, Hutt?
I would fumble the exchange. I mean, that's what would happen with me if I had that opportunity. I'm sitting here in the Palatial Hotel room getting ready for Thursday Night Football tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you this. How were you able to make it successfully to Jacksonville, yet Paul is still in the airport at Yeehaw Brewing?
Is that where he is?
That's what he tweeted.
Traveling with an NFL franchise is the only way to travel. That's what I'll say to that.
Yeah, you're going to get there, right, when you need to be there.
Yeah, you walk out, you get on the plane, and then the next thing you know, an hour and 15 minutes later, you're at the hotel. It's amazing.
Probably eat pretty well on the way down there, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, these guys eat a ton of food. And they have, it's amazing how much food a plane can actually hold. I've learned that traveling. And that trip to London was insane.
Oh, my God.
Last year, when the amount of food that the players would eat. Because these, especially the linemen, they're eating every 2.5 hours on these calorie diets that they try to take in. So they're constantly consuming food like they are film, especially on a short week like this.
What do you think about this matchup, Hutton? Do you think it benefits the Titans to get that sour taste out of their mouth with this early game?
I don't know. I mean, I was thinking about that today. You know, I think it benefits them. I would buy into the benefits them if they're playing at home. I think the short turnaround always benefits the home team on Thursday Night Football. So, you know, Jacksonville loses at Houston where they go for two, and now they return home scratching and clawing their way from going 0-3. So they're fighting for their season tomorrow night. The Titans are trying to fight from having to go back and do some soul searching on a 10-day rest going to Atlanta by starting 1-2 and then 0-2 in the division. So it's an interesting matchup from that point. The Titans crammed yesterday was basically their Wednesday, Thursday, and then they took Thursday, Friday and crammed it into this morning. So, and then they got on a plane and traveled here, and now it's like a normal Saturday into Sunday where they'll do some more game planning. But I still think it's advantage home team for any Thursday Night Football game across the league.
Jonathan Hutton from Titans Radio Midday 180 hanging out with us from Jacksonville. It's funny, we talked to Joe Cowart, who's a radio host down there, earlier today, and he said, people are they're ready for the game against Titans. He goes, all people are talking about is the Jalen Ramsey thing. He said it's crazy how things feel around here with that going on right now.
Yeah, and that's Mike Heath and I were talking about that on the bus to the airport when we landed here was, you know, will he play? And the expectation is he's going to play. You know, they're on the hook for a little over $200,000 tomorrow night with him per game. So, you know, if they're going to play him, I was thinking, well, do they want to risk injury? But really, I mean, if they're not going to trade him, and they're upset with the way he's acting, an injury actually benefits the team. It's crazy if that sounds, because it quiets him down some. And then you're going to lose him anyway when you move him via trade or free agency, whenever that occurs, whichever occurs first. I don't think there's any way they think they're keeping him here And it doesn't sound like he wants to be here right now or in the foreseeable future. So they'll move him for the right price if anyone's able to match the price that they're asking, which is a first-round pick plus some. But do they play him tomorrow night? I think they need him, especially with A.J. Boye having that hip injury. He's questionable for the game. And if they don't have him or Jalen Ramsey, the Titans have to find a way to complete some passes deep.
Hutton, Jags fans think they're funny, saying the Titans fans smell like mayonnaise. I think you should take a bunch of packets of mayonnaise, and as you're standing on the sideline, just randomly throw them up into the crowd.
Is that what they're saying today?
Oh, that's what they've said for years, that Titans fans smell like mayonnaise.
I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to imagine what a mayonnaise smells like.
apparently the Titans are we fans. Talking
apparently about, Nissan Stadium.
Are we talking about Hellman's or Miracle Whip? Or? But you should take some packets Dukes. And just randomly throw them into the crowd, see what happens.
Oh, instead of Logan getting a beer tossed on him, maybe they'll have some packs of mayonnaise for him when he jumps into the crowd down here tomorrow.
He's
off to a great start.
Oh my gosh, it sure is.
It would be great if the defense could start great, maybe not give up a touchdown on the opening drive, and also Hutton for the offense to start strong. We know about the third down struggles, but starting strong tomorrow night on the road, short week, would all be fantastic.
I agree. I want to see this offense actually score more than 20 points in a game. They gave up an opening drive touchdown, speaking of the defense. Opening drive touchdown, they gave up a 55-yard run, and then the go-ahead score. But they only allowed 19 points in that game. Offense needs to carry its weight, too. For years, we've been talking about defense and run game. I'm ready for this offense to start putting up some points. And in this league, if the Titans can get above 20, they're in winning range. And below 20, they're not. And I think 20 points plus tomorrow night gets the job done for them. So offense needs to come. And hopefully that comes through Derrick Henry, because the Jacksonville Jaguars, that is the team for him. And Marcus Mariota, too, through the run game with the big highlights that we've seen. So the Jags know that. They're going to stack the box the way the Colts did. But they'll run some zone coverage, too. A lot of people think that it's more of a man matchup with the secondary in Jacksonville. But they'll run some man, but they're going to zone the Titans passing game, and I think that should be another sign that we're going to see some Derrick Henry tomorrow night.
Right, Henry or Fournette. I mean, that's similar game plans, yeah. Right? Both teams offensively.
Yeah, and I like Henry. I mean, Henry's off to a nice start this year, even though we haven't seen him have those monster performances. He's averaging over 5 yards per carry for the season. He was over 5 yards per carry on the 15 that he had last Sunday. And he's nearly, I think it's 4.9 yards per carry over the first two games. I'll take that. And I hope he gets more than 15 carries tomorrow night.
All right. Again, get the lead. Mayonnaise packets out of the Titan Radio booth down below. Give some to Titan.
Give them to Rhett. I'll let Rhett. Yeah. That's the spot. I'll let him just rain down mayonnaise packets on Jaguars fans tomorrow night.
He would do it, too.
Oh, he absolutely would. And then Coach Mack would stop him.
Yeah, he's the voice of reason with that crew.
Well, Hutton, come on, Rhett.
You guys have a fun time tonight, and travel safe and bring back a dub tomorrow. That would be great for this city for sure.
It would be. Headed to dinner right now with the crew, and hopefully we come back with a W. That would be awesome for Friday at the golf course to recap a win.
No doubt, brother. But you guys have fun, and we'll see you when you get back.
Sounds good, guys. Later.
Jonathan Hutton, Titans Radio, Midday 180 as well. Back to wrap things up. When we get back – can we replay the little news segment that we played earlier, JT? There's a fantastic news segment involving a bomb in a bathroom, and we need to play. It's about 2 minutes. We need to play this before we end the show. Again, please promise me you will stay in your car and you will listen, because you do not want to miss this. 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. So.